The priestess of Sloth, may she eternally guide us, is unlike the other six leaders of the holy temples. I should know, not only was I briefly an acolyte of both Wrath and Envy, but we demonkin love to gossip. How is she different? Well, for starters, she is the only human on our plane of existence. I know, cool as fuck, right? There was a lot of speculation and confusion when she first appeared on Sloth's bed-shaped throne. The night she arrived, I ripped out and consumed the core of a demon of my own order that dare called her an accident. An accident! Her beauty rivals that of the priestess of pride. And she has an aura so sensual it makes the priestess of lust behave like the priestess of envy. An accident. Fuck that guy. As if he couldn't see the ceremonial markings of Sloth iridescently glimmering across her skin. It makes my scales flutter just thinking about it. Another way she's superior. Forgive me. My devotion to her sometimes gets the better of me. Another way she differs is that the other priestesses are pretty claws on with the running of their orders. They seem to take pride, joy. They seem to take joy in directing the tiniest details of the lives of their acolytes. When we take rest cycles, how we respond to summonings, and the correct way to conduct sex rituals. One of my kin taught me a word for this. Micromanaging. Micromanaging. The priestess of Sloth, may she eternally guide us, does not micromanage. She lets us experience the closest thing to freedom demon kin can imagine. There is more autonomy and more responsibility, yes, but the freedom. For this alone, I consider myself lucky to serve the Order of Sloth. There are two final ways the Priestess of Sloth, may she eternally guide us, is the first among equals. And they are interconnected. Sleep and sex. Two things demonkind cannot get enough of. How do I convey this? Our priestess operates like an apex predator. You may be familiar with the three-eyed fire behemoth, no? Okay, it sleeps for 2 weeks at a time, conserving its energy while still defending the largest territory of all non-sapient creatures. And when it wakes, it does so with a terrible hunger, devouring anything foolish enough to have encroached on its territory. And if it's mating season, after feeding, it'll find a mate and fuck for 2 nights straight. The priestess of Sloth, may she eternally guide us, makes a three-eyed fire behemoth appear tame. She sleeps for no less than 2 months at a stretch. The greatest sleep cycle of any priestess in demonkin history. You know, I have personally consumed the cores of dozens of demons who are rumored to have called her lazy for sleeping that long. Bold fools. Tasty. Bold fools. What they couldn't see is that my priestess is efficient. She sleeps like a coiling spring, tightening and tightening with every moment that passes, compounding and compressing her intent and her hunger and her desire. And when she wakes, There is a phrase I once heard a human utter in a time of great crisis. Something about never awakening a sleeping giant. Okay. Let me give you a little context of the other holy temples. Over the centuries, I've attended orgies at pretty much every temple. As a demon with extreme regeneration and a prehensile cock, you could say I'm popular. The other temples have different flavors to them. Wrath is mostly violent hate fucking. When you've got a bunch of pent up energy, it's a great orgy to release it at. Pride and envy have this weirdly similar standoffish vibe that I never really got into. Greed, gluttony, and lust, they have similar themes of indulgence. Always a fun time. So, back to sloth. Orgies under the former priestess of sloth, we are eternally grateful for her guidance, were a strangely calm experience. They are best described by the human concept of love making. It was not unenjoyable, but we demons are creatures of fire, darkness, strength. It burns me to speak this way, but that lovemaking was weakening our order. We lost thousands of acolytes to other orders. Then, one day, we had a new priestess. No one saw how she appeared or how the former priestess disappeared. She was just there, as if she'd always been there. Maybe she's the same priestess that changed her form to become more of what we needed. I do not know. But one day, a beautiful human was sleeping on the throne. We waited to hear her first decree. For 4 weeks, on our knees, we waited. Until we could ignore our responsibilities no longer. Then, one night, about 2 months after she arrived, she awoke. I shall never forget the night. I was debriefing a pair of kin. What were their names? Aurelia and Theodosius. Yeah. They'd just returned from a summoning. And I felt a shadow fall across me. It felt like a creature the size of a human skyscraper was looming behind me. The pair in front of me could feel it too. And suddenly I could smell their arousal. Aurelia was making a small puddle on the floor, her wetness gushing from her. Theodosius was fully erect, precum spilling down his shaft like he was competing with his partner. The look on their faces was torn between fear and desire. And then it was my turn. That looming presence slammed into me with unspeakable ferocity. My prehensile cock was instantly erect and curving around me, trying to get closer to the demanding source of carnal hunger. Our priestess was awake, and she was ready to fuck. I don't remember how I got to the throne room. It was like those dreams that don't have a proper sequence of events. You're in one place, then suddenly in another. She was lounging on her throne, naked. One leg hanging off the edge, the other bent at the knee. Oh, her pussy would have been on full view if not for the hand between her legs hypnotically pleasuring herself. Oh. Circle. Circle. Stroke. Stroke. Circle. Circle. Dip. Oh. Circle. Circle. Stroke. Stroke. Circle. Circle. Dip. From across the room, she spoke to me with her vulva. I watched her draw increasingly complex patterns with fingers so wet they blurred together. The patterns became a script, both ancient and futuristic at the same time. The more I watched, the more understanding began to creep into my awareness. With her legs splayed, fingers encouraging ambrosia to flow from her, I could see my past, my future. Truth, lies, order, chaos. Everything. I could know everything. I just needed to watch. Then I would know everything. Her fingers stopped. Reality flexed. I was myself again, but more and less. I looked down at my cock, surprised that the sheer amount of cum on the ground had obviously blasted out 5-6 times. How long had I been watching? I looked back at the throne. Despair gripped me. It was like she was never there. I looked around frantically, seeing the room for the first time. She was everywhere, literally. Hundreds of demons filled the throne room, fucking or being fucked. And in every cluster, the priestess of Sloth, may she eternally guide us, was there to guide us all to orgasm. I saw her balancing on one leg, the other leg over the shoulder of a demon who was just driving his cock into her pussy, while her arms were wrapped around the waist of another demon whose cock was filling her throat. I watched her bury her cock in a demon who would have been screaming in pleasure if not for another priestess avatar grinding her pussy into her mouth. I spied her on her knees through a gap in the bukkake circle arrayed around her. The circle was made of demons and avatars of her, all possessing a variety of genitalia, all working hard to ejaculate or squirt on her. I witnessed her and Theodosius carrying Aurelia upright between them, with Aurelia loudly thanking them for stuffing her pussy. How was it possible? That degree of power, control. It was almost godlike. I wasn't sure if it was entirely real, My best guess is that she somehow merged her dreamscape with the waking world. I didn't have the luxury to think about this at the time, though. My priestess was giving so much of herself to us. And as the first acolyte, it was my responsibility to support her, to serve her. I moved behind the priestess avatar, fingering herself while eating out a demon. Grabbing her hips, my dick dove into her pussy, rotating like a corkscrew, matching her fingers circling. She was close. I added slow, heavy thrusts to my rotation, drawing a 3D spiral on the walls of her pussy with my cock. A muffled scream ripped out of her throat, setting off the demon she was eating. However, after my earlier orgasms, it would take a lot more for me to join them in climax. I redoubled my efforts, determined to bring my priestess even more pleasure. However, I stumbled forwards into nothing, my dick desperately straining to reach the demon who was just having her pussy service. The priestess of Sloth, may she eternally guide us, was gone. Taking in my surroundings, I could still see hundreds of her avatars immersed in debaucherous pleasure with various demon kin. But there were less. There were definitely less than before. I joined Theodosius in fucking the priestess avatar the same way he and an avatar previously fucked Aurelia. We quickly found an alternating rhythm that exhausted her out of existence. At some point, I was straddled by two of her avatars, one riding my cock with demonic ruthlessness, the other rocking her hips against my face, leaving me slick from forehead to chin. They came together. My soaked body, the only evidence of their presence. And like that, my body just moved, often at the whims of my cock. Many, many demons tried to engage me, but my energy, my focus, belonged to my priestess. I fingered, licked, grabbed, caressed, and fucked my priestess in every configuration possible. I worked with other demons, but increasingly found myself working alone as my kin grew tired and passed out. In a state where I was neither truly awake nor asleep, I had no knowledge of how much time had passed. I scanned the room, looking to see where I could next serve. There were no more avatars. It was silent, except for the occasional sound of sleeping demons. It wasn't silent. I could hear it again, the slick, rhythmic sound of everything. I spun towards the throne. There she sat, in exactly the same pose as when I first saw her. Her eyes boring into me, calling me. I picked my way through the demons sprawled across the floor, ascended the steps, and stood, waiting. Her eyes flicked to my cock as she withdrew her slick fingers, holding them up towards my face, gesturing me to clean them with my mouth. Who the fuck was I to refuse the priestess of sloth? May she eternally guide us. But as I leaned forward to engulf her hand in my mouth, she pulled it back towards her face. So, dutifully, I followed, climbing the throne to do so. Her hand stopped moving for just a second as it reached her mouth. Then she just wiped it all over her face before dropping it to the mattress beside her. You don't become first acolyte without learning how to read between the lines. But a cautious demon is an alive demon. So with just the tip of my tongue, I licked the drop that was forming on her chin. The moan that escaped her sent my cock wild. Up to that point, it was gently pulsing against her stomach, but after that, it actively sought to slide inside her. She angled her hips slightly, and I was inside. Every priestess avatar I'd served during the orgy felt as real as myself and the other demons. Her final avatar was something entirely different. It was everything. I don't have the words to describe it. My orgasm erupted unexpectedly, and strangely, it did not stop. I came for the entire duration of our fucking. With her perpetual wetness and my everlasting orgasm, her pussy was instantly and constantly full of our fluids. And with every thrust, our combined cocktail with nowhere else to go shot out, coating my thighs and the throne. It was beautiful. We fucked like that for hours, days, mutual orgasms every time I buried myself in her. If not for my regeneration, I would have surely perished. I may burn for saying this, but we became one. We became a being of carnal perfection. No word was spoken. There was no need. We understood each other perfectly. And then our final climax was approaching. Don't ask me how I knew. We could just see it in each other's eyes. The script she drew on her pussy, what felt like thousands of years ago, blazed in my mind. My core, along with everything that we were, exploded. I couldn't hear the final resounding slap of our bodies, nor our guttural screams, and yet my ears were full, busy. All of my senses were overloaded with the nothingness of everything. I was later told I'd slept for an entire week, where other demons slept at most a day. That was our first sloth orgy. There have been two more since. Her sleep periods increasing by a few days each time, and the intensity of the need of her need increasing proportionally. However, this time it has been an unprecedented 5 months since she last awoke. We can all feel the beginnings of her presence. Demon kin from other orders arrive in the hundreds every night. Priestesses of other orders have taken up temporary residence in our temple. Our temple is alive, it's thrumming with anticipation. I have been erect for over 2 weeks. All demonkind eagerly await the priestess of Sloth. May she eternally guide us.